In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is quite fitting coming this week on the heels of the Transfiguration, and before we begin our ascent down the Mount of Transfiguration, being held before us that all things which our Lord accomplishes for us is done according to His grace alone, by His word alone, and in faith in Christ the Crucified alone, that we should have opportunity to celebrate the conversion of St. Paul, who was taught exactly what it means to confess the name of Christ before men. And so we have opportunity this evening to hear the confession of Kimberly Seek as she prepares for confirmation this Sunday. The answers that she is going to give and that you are going to hear are the answers of the Christian faith, as she has learned it from the scriptures and from the small catechism. It is not a recitation of head knowledge and logical facts in the same way that someone might say that the Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th, 1776, or the fact that 2 plus 2 equals 4, or even we might say in today's culture that a man is born a man and a woman is born a woman, to be joined together in holy marriage until God parts them by death. Rather, the answers that she is going to give is the Christian faith, wrought in her by God the Holy Spirit through His means of grace and in word and sacrament. And so we give thanks to God for this opportunity to hear and to receive her confession this evening. Kimberly?